Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring live music recorded in Yukon communities and beyond. This program is presented by Junction Arts and Music and IMRP Sync. Today's show presents Mile 12, a five-piece bluegrass band from Boston, Massachusetts. Now, bluegrass music isn't known for sharing thought-provoking themes of social commentary with its audiences. But that isn't holding this band back from filtering current events through the timeless lens of traditional American bluegrass music. Many of their songs are set in urban landscapes, a significant departure from the traditional focus on the country lifestyle. Often the band's songs deal with heavy topics through forward-leaning bluegrass tunes. They give voice to military veterans dealing with PTSD, immigrants seeking a better life in America, and convicted criminals caught in a cycle of recidivism. And they are doing all this by keeping partisan politics off the bluegrass lawn. Who does that? Mile 12 are bassist Nate Sabbat, mandolinist Corey Brodsky, banjo player Catherine B.B. Bonus, fiddler Ella Jordan, and guitarist Evan Murphy. This group not only won the International Bluegrass Music Association's New Artist of the Year Award in 2020, but also won the hearts of the audience at the annual Kluane Mountain Bluegrass Festival in Haines Junction, Yukon, where we recorded their performances in June of 2022. And I'll bet that there is a good chance that they will pull at your heartstrings, too.
I'm a complicated man, you best keep your distance. My mind, it's a patchwork of levers and pistons. My thinking works backwards from Z down to A. If there's a dollar to turn, I'm gonna find me a way. And there's a glass elevator to the top of my tower, from which I look down upon the pros and the powerless. In the shuffle of feet, I hum my melody over the beat. I've broken the unions and scattered the factions. I paid politicians to loosen the sanctions. Convinced you that wealth is the premier attraction, and there lies the true happiness. And the dollar founders, and the wild ocean heaves, and the distance between us it widens with no mercy, no sign of reprieve. We'll knock up a new kind of Pearl River Delta. slip sweetly to sleep.
Thank you so much, folks.
I will keep going with some original music here. The beautiful one written by our fiddle player, Ella Jordan, folks. Give it up for Ella.
Jordan, everyone.
Oh. So where's it written down that I must fight, that I must sail on through the night? I could live under the sun with you. You would say,
On the bass.
Thank you.
This next song that we're going to do, I had led a songwriting workshop at the Wenatchee River Festival, and I kept ranting and raving through the whole workshop about how, you know, you don't have to feel inspired, it's just work, you know, you just open your notebook every day and you just write and it doesn't matter if it's bad. And I felt like such a hypocrite because I hadn't written a song in like 6 months or something like that. And here I am lecturing all these poor students. And I left and I like found some little corner of the festival and just wrote this song that's just like about being stuck in limbo. It's called Anywhere Town.
Still out here on the road and the sun is going down. I'm at the Lonely Days Inn, tonight in Anywhere Town. And the train is rolling by, outside my window tonight. It's going down into the dark, behind a single white light. Maybe sleep will come, baby, maybe it won't. When your body says do, maybe one more dream will help the dreams go down. You can find a little sleep tonight in Anywhere Town. They keep the coffee shops bright, keep the liquor stores clean, keep the welcome sign nice. People never get mean. If you're lonely tonight, you know what number to call. Oh, melt your wings right down before your Icarus fall. Maybe sleep will come, baby, maybe it won't. When your body says do and your mind says don't, maybe one more dream dreams go down. You can find a little sleep tonight in Anywhere Town.
Thank you.
this looks like the end. Oh, how I hate to see you go. Bottom dollar, we've been the best of friends. We must have counted on each other 100 times or more.
So we're going to go from Texas back to the urban landscape that was mentioned when we first started playing. This band started in Boston, Massachusetts. You know, there's a great scene there because of the Berklee College of Music and of just the general scene of younger musicians. So BB actually moved to town from New Zealand directly to Boston saying, this is really good picking scene here. Like, I think I want to come. Maybe I'll start a band. Who knows? Maybe I'll find a husband. Who knows?
Make my millions.
Maybe I'll make my millions. Who knows? And a lot of other, you know, the rest of us here went to Berklee, and Evan actually grew up in Boston as well. So, like, just have a lot of ties to that scene. And we are kind of an urban bluegrass band, as much as Ella hates to admit it. but this one is definitely set in a city, and it's a little bit dark, so get ready for it. But it's called Red Grapes on the Vine.
One, two, three. Shadows rule the streets. I lean out on the windowsill to feel the wind upon my cheek and hear its long forgotten voice howl gently through the air without a choice. What will be, and it will become in time. If you're looking for answers, I'll give you mine. You can drink 'em down like sparkling wine, but they're just red grapes on the vine. Each day, right when the storm comes, I just stand out in the rain, watching father after father screaming out his name. And the mothers all just sit there asking why. And the children just to look up at the sky. What will be, and it will be coming time. If you're looking for answers, then I'll give you mine. Last breath, when there's nothing left to say, when my words ring just as hollow as the dawning of the day, the sun will bleed into the night, and the wind, it will fade into the light. What will be, and it will become in time. If you're looking for answers, then I'll give you mine. Can drink, come down like sparkling wine. Oh, but they're just red grapes on the vine. Yes, and they're just red grapes on the vine.
Couldn't keep